Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer, episode 242. Hope you are doing well. Hope you are doing some amazingly creative things, getting a chance to get out there and do some photographs, make some sketches, or just hang out and watch the world go by. Who knows, maybe just a cup of tea on the sofa wrapped up in a blanket as fall approaches here in the Northwest is doing things well for people. So maybe the same happens for you. If you happen to be on the opposite side of the planet, maybe a nice glass of lemonade as summer starts to roll back in. Either way, hope you're doing well. I have seen so many things that have caused people who are making photographs and doing photography and wanting to get into photography get derailed by things. They get tripped up by so many different things that they have to do. There's decisions around camera gear, and people fret about whether or not they're selecting the right camera system and the right camera, and should they upgrade their camera. They worry if they should be with Adobe subscription services and stay in Lightroom. Should they maybe spend more time learning Photoshop because they heard Photoshop's important? Is there a skill they want to worry? There's all these things that people fret about. Am I learning fast enough? Am I good enough? Why don't I have enough people looking at my photographs? All of those different things kind of come down to, I think, one kind of central element. And it's an interesting thing because I believe our approach to the way we take on these challenges makes all the difference. So your mental approach and how you approach your photography is going to be probably the biggest indicator of how you would rank your success in the photography practice and in your photographic practice. A lot of those decisions we worry about and a lot of those decisions we try to make can be seemingly complex at the beginning, and by the time they're done, we wonder why we worried so much about them. And that's not just for photography. I think that's life in general. Oftentimes, we worry about the wrong thing and spend no time worrying about the things we should have, whether or not you think you should be worrying at all, because that's a future projection emotion that you have no control over. But no matter how we approach the photography, making sure that we have the right frame of mind to move forward is important. And one of the things I have found interesting is that the people who oftentimes enter their photography and their photographic practice day in, day out with an upbeat, positive approach, with a can-do attitude, or as my cynical friends would say, they approach their art and their creativity with rose-colored glasses on, because that's not really the way the world works. The world is a cold, harsh place. And these people believe they can go out and make cool photographs and make a difference. Well, I'm here to tell you now unequivocally that the people who think you can't do that and the people who think you shouldn't do that are absolutely wrong. And that rose-colored glasses as a creator are very important. Seeing the world in the best way you can imagine possible is a very powerful thing as you go out and create work. That approach, that decision to say, I'm going to do things in the best way possible, is a fundamental shift in how we approach our photography. Moving from the, I'm not sure what I'm doing, or I don't think I can do this, or I keep screwing up, or I haven't made any progress, are all detriments to keep you from actually acknowledging the success you've made. Every day you pick up the camera is a win. Every day you pick up the camera is a huge success. Each day you get to create, whatever it is a huge success for your creative spirit and your creative energy. The greatest issue, the greatest thing that could cause the impact to your approach is apathy. So when you no longer have that sense and that urge to move forward, apathy is the great creative killer. It's the thing that keeps you from wanting to move forward. So as long as whatever you do and however you approach your work is not from a position or a point or a creative space of apathy, I think you'll find you can have huge success. The measure of your success and your failures oftentimes dictate what sets up our future approach to our work. So as we start to create interesting things and we start to feel like we're on a roll, and I mentioned this in last week's podcast, that notion of a hot streak. Well, that mental approach that we bring in and that hot streak, cool streak mentality is so important in that mental approach. Because success and failure is marked by how we set up our expectations going in and how well we believe they're met. So as you sit down to go out and shoot for the day, you have an expectation set up for what you're going to do. And even if you're going to a location you've never shot or you're photographing a person you've never met, you still have some level of expectation. And as the day moves along, you have some decisions to make. You have some decisions to make when you are faced with a challenge, when things don't go quite right or how you wanted. How do you believe that's going to impact the day? Do you want to accept that glitch in the road as a mark of not working, as a mark of you not knowing what you're doing? Or is that a opportunity to learn? Is it an opportunity to reflect? Is it an opportunity to shift the expectation? Most of the time, our expectations are just out of line. Our expectations is going to be a perfect shoot, or I'm going to get this one lens and I'm going to spend $3,000 and it's going to fix my photographic problems. Well, it's not necessarily going to fix your photographic problems. It may help you make more interesting work, more amazing work. It may be a thing that solves part of the way you see. Much like when I work with people and they have to decide if they're a standard length, wide angle, or telephoto type photographer. If you're a telephoto type photographer shooting with a wide angle lens, the first time you truly shoot with the right focal length will feel like home. You will feel just better when you do it because you've hit your natural state of seeing. That experience is no different than anything else in your approach to photography. We have these spots where we live, these spots where we're comfortable, these spots where we can create because they match our sensibility of who we are as artists, who we are as photographers. So the key is to get into that space all of the time. I see this a lot of times as well when I talk about, people ask me about, should I try a photographic project? And the answer is yes. You don't need to finish telling me about the project. What you need to do is set up the expectation and the mental approach going in that it's going to be an amazing experience no matter the outcome. Sometimes an amazing experience, and you listen to people tell stories about vacations or trips or things that have happened, and what started off as supposed to be an amazing event turned into what seemed like this horrific vacation. But yet when they tell the story, it got to a point of almost absurdity of enjoyment. Movies are that way. They push that extreme. You know, you think about some of those movies where what should be a simple event turns into a two-hour comedy fest because it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more outlandish. That approach to your photography, that approach to your creativity is something that can really make a significant impact when you look back on where you were in the morning and where you are at the end of the day. And I, like I said, there are people out there who are going to say, well, this is just kind of, you know, rose-colored glasses. Of course, when I go out and I expected to photograph and I paid a lot of money to get to a location, and when I got there, what I expected to be there wasn't there, and the things didn't work, and the rain happened, and I couldn't get out of the hotel. Those are all frame of minds where you've reached a point of apathy and you've given up. You've said, I can no longer go out in the world, given the conditions that are out there, and make amazing work. But the fact is, the willingness to get out there, that willingness to get up every day makes a huge difference. As you do anything in your life, as you move, whether it's creative or otherwise, that decision to say, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to have an amazing experience and I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow and I'm going to change and I'm going to develop and I'm going to be a better person tomorrow than I was today from the experiences I had today. And I'm going to take that mental approach of positivity and I'm going to carry that forward. I'm going to push that into all of my work going forward. That doesn't mean that it gets easy. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're an amazingly great photographer that everybody loves and you're hanging in museums and you get to quit your day job. And it means none of that. Those are the wrong expectations. Those are the things that become traps for us to decide whether or not we're successful or not. Because the creative experience behind the camera is about the joy of seeing the world in a way we didn't experience before. It's a chance to share that with one person or 100 people. So if you want to get out there and consider yourself to finish big, finish strong, take on the challenge, as you set out for the day, as you pick up that camera, as you sit down to edit a photograph, if you get back in the darkroom to print the photograph, embrace the experience of it being an amazing experience from the beginning. I mean, think about the fact that if you were born 200 years ago, you couldn't have made a photograph. You couldn't have created or taken the photograph. Somebody may have invented the photograph. One of you may have been that scientist who helped invent the photograph or one of the photographic processes, but for the most of us, we would have never gotten to take a photograph. So taking that approach of the amazing gift we've been given of photography and the ability to translate that into an amazing way of seeing the world that is unique and unlike everybody else, that experience should drive our expectations moving forward. That mental approach of, I am amazed and awed by my own gift of photography, by my own chance to work in photography. Not amazed by the gear choice, not challenged by the gear choice, not anguishing over whether or not I made a bad decision at some point, but working to make sure that all I truly avoid is the apathy to give up. That continued fight to be creative, that continued fight to push forward is the ultimate pinnacle of working as a creative person. That desire to continue to create, that continue to move forward, and to be excited about that opportunity. And that opportunity, the excitement comes about when we pick up the camera. The apathy monster sits there and wants you to not pick up the camera, not create photographs, not print photographs, not edit photographs. But if we can get rid of that apathy monster and say, I am going to do amazing things, you are going to be surprised at how great things are for you. And while, like I said, you may not make a living as a photographer, you may not be a professional photographer, you may not achieve what you believe to be are the goals today, but 20 years from now, 50 years from now, 80 years from now, when you look back on your life and you look back on your life as a creative person, knowing that you embraced every day with a passion and an excitement to be great, to do great things, and to not value arbitrary outside elements, I think you'll find that that's an amazing gift you can give yourself each and every day. And as you sit in that rocker chair on the porch, drinking lemonade, thinking back on your life, you will be amazed at how amazing your life was because every day you approached it that way. So pick up those rose-colored glasses, put them on, and in the face of everybody telling you what can't and can't be done, in your own brain about, oh, these decisions I'm laboring over, what's the right gear? Is this a good enough photograph? Shift all of that approach into something positive. Maybe the positive thing is I don't need the camera lens I have. I do need the camera lens I have. I'm not going to go get a new one. Whatever it is, take the positive energy of that and make sure you focus on the thing that matters, which is really not the gear in the bag, not the place you're shooting, not the place that you want to go shoot or the place you feel like you need to be to go shoot, but focus on the fact that it's an amazing gift you give yourself every day when you pick up that camera. Have a great week. Don't forget, you can always find us up on any of the places podcasts are available. So if you're switching platforms, just take a look for us up at any of those places. And a review up there helps people find the podcast. So if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd appreciate a review. Take care, and I will talk to you next time.